Trevor Zamparelli on 2FM
with Virgin Mobile. Go from scrolling through stories to creating your own. Freedom is calling. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
I want to talk about something else just for a second, because landlords get a bad rap a lot of the time, don't they? But I'm going to speak to one now who is doing something really, really sound. Her name is Gwen Layden. She's on the line. Gwen, good morning.
Jennifer, how are you? Can you hear me okay?
Loud and clear, Gwen. Loud and clear.
Good.
Thank you so much for coming on the show. So, Gwen Layden, you're a landlord of where, first of all?
So, the Georgia Street Arcade. So, it's in the middle of the city. It's Ireland's first shopping centre and its oldest shopping centre. And it was actually built by the Queen in 1881. And we bought it about 30 years ago, my father. Decided it had potential, and it was quite run down, and the area was a little different than it is now. And so together we have gathered people and their businesses, and they're housed under the roof. And the roof, Jennifer, is exactly as it was in 1881.
Wow.
And all the features.
Wow.
So it's old Dublin and new Dublin, and old it's Victorian architecture, and new Dublin then, which is just a cornucopia of nationalities, colours, creeds, foods, everything.
It's a very special place.
The bubbling pot of that.
Yeah, it's a very, very special place. You walk through it and there's all different types of businesses, really eclectic. It's a gorgeous, gorgeous arcade in the centre of Dublin. But you're offering something. What is it?
Well, to be honest with you, Jennifer, I'm mortified at the attention it's got. You know, it's nothing that I'm not doing for years. I love people, you know, and I particularly admire people who come into our country from abroad with nothing and no references and nothing, you know. And they come to me and I always make a place there for them. So, I mean, I have people from, I would always give them a wall, anything I have, even the smallest. Start, because that's all people need. And I would give it normally. I wouldn't take rent at the beginning until they got the feet off ground. And that means that I, as a shopping centre, every shopping centre can probably carry a couple of people like that within it. And then once they get their feet off the ground, they're flying, they're paying rent, they start getting married, they have a child, they send it to the local Clambrasso Street school. And next minute, you know, the girl who arrived, who couldn't speak English from Korea, has a daughter who's heading off to university. And that's called open borders. You know, that really is, it's as simple as that, you know. And so, I mean, when I offered the free units to Ukrainians, it was so that the Ukrainians would know that that is, I mean, most people around would know that I would foster new businesses. Now, it's not just foreign businesses. I mean, just in the last 9 months, Layfast from Mali, is selling beautiful products from Western Africa. And Megan McGuigan from Dundalk has opened up a beautiful Irish designer. She's a young Irish designer, just out of college. And I said, here, take a wall. She blossomed from the wall to a stall. And now she's up at the top of the arcade. And she's flying 9 months
amazing
later.
Amazing success stories. But I love
yeah.
this. So you're offering a free unit.
Yeah.
And you've put a call out and you've had lots of applicants already to you Ukrainian
no,
people.
Ukrainians.
Yeah. Ukrainian, yes. Ukrainian specifically with
yeah.
the current crisis.
Well, yeah, you see, exactly. You know, and the Irish, I was able to see the Irish. Luckily, we were able to carry them through the pandemic. And now it's time to carry Ukrainian.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, Jennifer, I only have one unit, you know, and I've had so many inquiries. And so I'll have to be very sensitive to every single person.
Absolutely.
Because they all deserve a hearing and a chat, you know.
But I love this, Gwen, because it's not only, it's not a handout, it's a hand up. You know what I mean?
Well, it's an arm around somebody,
yeah.
Jennifer, normally. And, you know, I mean, in there I have people now from, like, Palestine, Libya, Italy, Brazil, Venezuela, China, Korea, Poland, Nepal, and Irish and India. And they're all absolutely great friends. They work together. We're a community. So, you know, it's like a happy United Nations. So, you know, we can live in peace and harmony if we're all just, you know, share a little. And nobody cares about who owns too much. You know, it's when ownership gets in the way and people get greedy that it all goes wrong. But I'm just a custodian of any building, as any landlord is. And you just have to say, what stories will your walls tell? And will families remember a happy work life? And that's so important to you, to me, to us all. So, you know, so that's it. So the Ukrainians, yeah, so please God now. I mean, if I had a full shopping centre, I could fill the whole centre.
Good on you. You're amazing. But, Gwen, there are thousands of vacant units up and down the country. Would you like to see other businesses and other business owners offering the same?
Well, you know, it's not for me to comment how somebody else does their business, but I can only say that I let walls and I give them for free. I mean, I couldn't not, you know, use the space because every space, please listen and hear, every space is a family made. You can make or break people by owning properties. You can, you know, you every space that you have, every person out there, every landlord out there's some family will rear their family on that. They will send a child off to medical school who will help people in the world instead of the child watching their father or mother at home without a job.
Yeah.
It's incumbent on us as humans, as adults, to say, I don't want some mother or father's child to be at home watching my mother or father unemployed. I'm going to give this unit, and I'm not going to ask for money for a start. I'm just going to say, you know, let the joy and the return for me or for any landlord be that a family is thriving.
It's and Gwen,
way better than any money.
And Gwen, you know, you did something very generous during the lockdown and allowed tenants in the arcade to forego paying rent for a while. Why did you do that?
Well, and it's not me now. It's a family business. And my all my siblings, Siobhan and Aoife, Jack and my father and mother are on the same page. And Dad is utterly benevolent. As always, I've watched him be generous for 50 years in business. So it was an easy decision for us. But yes, we did. We didn't take rent, and I suppose it amounted to quite a lot in the end. It amounted to probably 9 months free rent for 42 tenants when you took into consideration the free rent period, and then we opened up and offered reduced rent. Because, you see, remember, Jennifer, the city had no offices in it.
Yeah.
So even when you opened, you had to be considerate to them and remember that the city wasn't. So we started on 25% rent. We went up to 50. Then we came back down to zero back then in the January again, you know. So it was up and down like that, but the way, I mean, I don't have agents and I just walk myself and I know by walking down there every week and a couple of times a week and you chat.
And knowing their stories, it sounds like you know each and every one of their stories. Of course
oh,
you do.
Yeah.
Gwen, I just want to say well done on such a great idea.
And, please don't say well done, Jennifer.
Well
it's
done,
a responsibility,
Gwen, take
and I'm
it.
Mortified.
Take it.
I'm
don't mortified. Be mortified. Because you know what? Do you know what, Gwen? Hopefully, yeah. Other landlords around the country, if they can, like you said, will follow suit and give
if
these people
can.
A little arm around their shoulder.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, sure. Listen, well done. Take the compliment and listen, thank you for coming on the show.
Can I say one more thing?
You can.
My favourite song is Radio Kill the Radio Star. Could you play that?
and can I say one?
It's the George Street Arcade Anthem. And can I, well, actually, you know, they might disagree with me. But I'm an 80s girl.
You are. Okay. I'll have a look. I'll have a look in the record bag and see if I have it in there, okay?
And I have to say one other thing. You moved seamlessly from radio to television. And television, I shouldn't say is where you belong, but you're doing such a great job in Dancing with the Stars.
Now I can't. So, don't be saying that to me now. See, we can't take compliments.
My daughter, me, my father, my mother-in-law, all the generations, and they're all enjoying it immensely. You are doing a lovely job. And when somebody's kicked off, we're all heartbroken, but you're so nice. And I know she was Missy, you know, when she left. We're so sorry for her and you were terribly nice. So well done.
Well done. Well done, you. We'll stop saying well done to each other and we'll look for that song for you. Gwen, thank you so much for coming on the show. It was an absolute pleasure speaking to you and hello to all your gorgeous family and everyone in George's Street Arcade. If you haven't been into this very, very special place, go and check it out. And there we go. That is Gwen Layden restoring our faith in landlords. Well done, Gwen.
Jennifer Zaffarelli. Weekday morning from 9 on 2FM.